This is Kelly Blewett. If you like food memoirs, drop everything and go pick up a new book titled Out of Line, a memoir by Boston-based chef and restaurateur Barbara Lynch. It is the best food memoir I've read since Gabrielle Hamilton's Blood, Bones, and Butter, and for me, ranks up there with the greats, like My Life in France by Julia Child. Out of Line details Barbara Lynch's extremely unlikely journey from what she calls a project rat to an award-winning chef and restaurateur living La Belle Vie. Along the way, she falls in and out of infatuations, describes glorious meals, and keeps readers on the edge of their seats. Lynch's teenage escapades are almost as jaw-dropping as her memories of growing up in South Boston under the watchful eye of mobster Whitey Bulger. Her more dubious adventures include stealing a public bus, driving without a license from Boston to Florida, and flying, I kid you not, from Boston to the Bahamas using stolen credit cards. Once there, she and her friends charged their drinks and hotel to the cards before cutting them up and throwing them in the bin. While Lynch's vivid memory and straightforward manner of telling stories, and her outrageous behavior, is immediately engrossing, it's her passion for food that distinguishes this book. The child of a single mother, Lynch remembers how her mom made everyday home food feel special. Pickle juice in tuna salad, crushed saltines in meatballs, a particular brand of tomato sauce. What I see in these details is Lynch's acknowledgement that care in the preparation of food happens at all levels, and that lingering over flavor is part of what it means to be human. When Lynch goes to Italy in her early 20s, she raves about the olives, the rosemary, and the sumptuous preparation of peasant fare. The gutsiness that led her to steal the bus later enables her to accept a series of impossible tasks, such as single-handedly cooking a wedding feast in Italy, making dishes in Hawaii for hundreds, and launching restaurants with only the slenderest of advanced preparation. She reports that she typically says yes and then figures out the details, and I find that fully believable after traveling through several chapters by her side. This book, in all, is a candid telling of how a devil-may-care attitude that came straight from the projects gave rise to one of the most powerful female restaurateurs in the country. Don't miss it. A version of this review originally appeared in Book Page magazine. More information on this title can be found on our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Kelly Blewett.